again with what's happening is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. The number of Hoosiers in nursing facilities dropped between the years 2000 and 2010, though the average age of Indiana's population increased. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
According to census data released Thursday, the nursing facility population dropped from nearly 49,000 to about 41,000 in 10 years. Indiana Business Research Center analyst Matt Kinghorn says given the state's aging population, the nursing facility population should have increased.
I'm surprised, personally. And I don't know off the top of my head that I have a good explanation for that.
Kinghorn says the only explanation he can find is that the Census Bureau doesn't include other choices in senior care, like assisted living communities or home health care. And Kinghorn says Indiana is not alone in seeing a decline in its nursing home population despite an increase in its average age. He points to other states where data showed the same trend. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Meat giant Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of fresh and frozen ground turkey after a government hunt for the source of a salmonella outbreak that's killed one person in California and sickened dozens more. The recall affects 26 states, including Indiana. A study finds a healthy diet can be expensive and could make it difficult for Americans to meet new nutritional guidelines. The AP's Ross Simpson reports.
An update of what used to be known as the food pyramid had called on Americans to eat more foods containing potassium, dietary fiber, vitamin D, and calcium. If they did that, though, the journal Health Affairs says they would add hundreds of dollars to their annual grocery bills. Inexpensive ways to add these nutrients to a person's diet include potatoes and beans, but the study finds introducing more potassium in a diet is likely to add about $380 per year to the average food bill. I'm Ross Simpson.
A Republican Indianapolis businessman whose support was trumpeted by presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty 2 months ago is stepping away from a policy position within the campaign. Al Hubbard won't be chairman of Pawlenty's national policy efforts, as previously announced. A Pawlenty spokesman says Hubbard became busy with work and is not operating in that role. Hubbard was seen as a big get for Pawlenty in June because he led a White House economic panel during President George W. Bush's administration and has close ties to Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels. Hubbard also had a top job in the administration of President George H.W. Bush. He runs an Indianapolis-based acquisition company. The remains of a soldier reported missing in action in Vietnam have been returned to the northern Indiana town of Knox, where he attended high school. Family members, friends, veterans, and strangers all on hand Tuesday night to pay their final respects to Army Chief Warrant Officer Andy Howes. Six bones released by the Socialist Republic of Vietnam in Hanoi in 1988 were identified through DNA testing late last year. Howes was flying helicopter gunships for the Army when his chopper went down in Vietnam on January 10th of 1970. If you see someone in costume in downtown Indianapolis this weekend, there's a good reason why, and an economic benefit to go with it. Andy Ober has more inside Indiana business.
30,000 gamers are descending on Indianapolis beginning today for Gen Con, a four-day convention featuring games of all kinds. The city was in jeopardy of losing the large annual convention as it was outgrowing its facilities. But Indianapolis Convention and Visitors Association Communications Director Chris Gall tells our partners at Network Indiana WIBC that through some planning, the city was able to keep a deal intact.
Because of that expansion of the Indiana Convention Center, we were able to retain Gen Con, and they're going to be with us through at least 2015, if not longer. And they're going to leave behind roughly $25 million in direct visitor spending. This is one of the largest conventions that we host annually in our top five.
The convention runs through Sunday. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman will make her first trade trip to Japan next month. She says the trip will focus on strengthening current relationships and creating new ones with the Asian nation. Skillman says she believes Indiana may just be scratching the surface of what's available internationally.
I think many are beginning to understand what opportunities are available, and I know that many small to medium-sized companies are being assisted by their local leadership. We have quite a number of mayors that we expect to travel with us on this trade mission, as they have in the past. So it's an all-hands-on-deck approach to economic development within a community.
Next month's trip will be Skillman's fifth trade trip, but her first to Japan. This is Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at biocrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
Wednesday marked the 65th anniversary of the opening of Holiday World and Splash and Safari in Santa Claus, and it was a big day for the park in more ways than one. Inside Indiana Business's Gary Dick has the story.
TripAdvisor says Holiday World and Splash and Safari is the most clean and organized park its people have ever visited. Among the reasons that the Santa Claus attraction was rated as the top water park in the country by the travel site. The accolade comes on the same day the park unveiled plans for its largest single-ride investment ever, the $9 million Mammoth, billed as the longest water coaster in the world. Now in its 65th season, Holiday World is increasingly being recognized as an entertainment and business success story. Last year, the park set an attendance record with nearly 1.2 million visitors. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Tomorrow morning on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Andy Ober for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather for Barrington Jewels for Diamonds and Gems. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Partly cloudy tonight, low 67. Tomorrow through the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow and Saturday near 87, Sunday's high 89. Right now it's partly cloudy and 66 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thanks very much. The Colts will get a little bit of a respite from the heat today, and they practiced just once, a 2 o'clock workout.